Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. And Nirjala Ekadasi Ki. When I heard that this event is being organized, the Kirtan is organized on the Nirjala Ekadasi, I was a bit surprised. Normally we do our 64 rounds of Hare Krishna, or 108 rounds. Then for this first time I think we are having this kind of event, big Kirtan on the Nirjala Ekadasi. But I'm happy. I found some quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita that said in favor of this loud chanting or Kirtan. Japile Sri Krishna Nama Apane Se Tare Uccha Sankirtana Para Upakara Kare. This is in Bengali from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That says, Japile Sri Krishna Nam Apane Se Tare. If we chant Japa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Of course you don't chant louder like that on your beats. So what that does is apane se tare. The chanter is benefited. A chanter is liberated by the japa. However, uccha sankirtane para upakara kare. But if you chant uccha sankirtane, loud chanting, which we do when we chant and dance or playing instruments, then that delivers others also. Para upakara kare, not just selfish, your own liberation, but liberation of others as one chants loudly. Atayeva uccha kari kirtana karile shataguna phala haya sarva shastre bale. Then uccha hari kirtan, as we chant out loud, is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Louder.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Shataguna fal hoy. You get, the benefit is 100 times. Shataguna fal hoy. Sarva Shastra Bale, and all the scriptures are declaring this boldly, that chanting louder, the 100 times, benefit is 100 times. Haribo. Dante Trinadhari Gaura Daki Se Tumar Kripakari Esho Amar Hridaya Mandire. And this is a prayer that I chant Dante Trinadhari, holding, literally, we don't have straw here, holding the straw in between our teeth. We are calling out loud, O Gauranga, or O Holy Name, O Nam Prabhu, Kripakari, please be kind to us, and Eso, please come here and reside. Where? Hridaya Mandire, in the temple of our hearts. Srila Prabhupada quoted from Mahabharata. Prabhupada said, this is quote, when I was away from Draupadi, this is Krishna, Prabhupada is quoting Krishna, while I was away from Draupadi, she cried with words, Hey Govinda! This call for me has been put me in her debt, and that indebtedness is gradually increasing in my heart. This is Krishna speaking. These are Krishna's thoughts and feelings as he chanted, Hey Govinda, I am indebted, and that is gradually increasing in my heart. Srila Prabhupada continues to comment. The Mahamantra is also simply an address to the Lord and His energy. So to anyone who is constantly engaged in addressing the Lord and His energy, we can imagine how much Supreme Lord is obliged It is impossible for the Lord to ever forget such a devotee. Jai Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Sabhing Nirjala Ekadasi. Not even gel today. One devotee was carrying water bottle, I was wondering, and he's keeping next to him. And at one point he even opened, and I thought next he's going to do gobble up. But instead of feeding himself, he fed water to his mardanga. I was mistaken. I thought I am catching him now. He says he's going to drink, but he fed to his mardanga. So we feed body gets only air today, no food, no water, and the soul gets only the nectar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So as we fast, this fasting is called upavas. Upavas means fasting. But just by fasting, you don't really do the wholesome upavas. We need to understand the deeper meaning of upavas. Upavas, upa means near and vas meaning residence. Today is the day, or upavas is the day to reside near the Lord. In close proximity of the Lord you reside, and then that could be called upavas, near, residing, staying near the Lord. So that cannot be accomplished just by fasting. Oh, I don't, no grains, no fruits, not even water. Well, that is maybe some means or facilitation so that we could reside near the Lord. But residence near the Lord is only possible by the communication, a union with the Lord, or bringing the Lord closer to you, and then you reside there because He has come here, near. Then what is the fear? So the best way to do this upavas, to stay near the Lord, is by calling out the Lord, and then Lord makes His appearance. Yatra madha bhakta gayanti tatra tishthami. Lord resides there. So what today Lord's address is this one, whatever this address is. Lord is going to reside here for 16 hours. Haribo. And beyond that, as we keep chanting and remembering Him as we return to our respective temples and homes later tonight. From Bhagavatam, 7th canto, that says, Dhanurhitasya pranavam pathanti sharam tu jivam parama eva laksham. As we chant the holy name of the Lord, this is compared to shooting arrows. Of course, if there's an arrow, then there must be bow, otherwise the arrow is not going to work. And there's a bow and arrow, then there has to be target also. So this Bhagavatam verse says, the mantra is the bow. The mantra is the bow. The living entity, the soul, jivam, is arrow. So now we have bow, and we ourselves, the soul is the arrow. Then what is the target? Paramaiva, paramaiva, that supreme destination,
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Paramam Bhavan. That Lord, Lord's lotus feet, the Lord, Lord's form is the target.
Because this
arrow is not going to hurt the Lord. This arrow is very soft and gentle. So this is like a offering of making offering, like a flower being offered, ourselves being offered to the Lord, living entity being offered. Swaha in Sankirtan, Yajna, we make offering unto the Lord. Soul is offered unto the Lord, and the mantra, which is, and of course, the body, the mind, the mantra, this is part of that bow. So when everything is properly aligned, as those who take bow and arrow, they are very careful and very attentive, and their eyesight, the tip of the arrow and the destination is all in one straight line. They're not spaced out, and their hands are not trembling, as Arjun said, oh, I can't even hold my garnivam sansrati hasta, and my mouth is drying up, and body is trembling. So everything together and focused, we push. The soul gets the boost from the body, mind, and the mantra. Mantra is the Lord Himself. Mantra is the Lord, and the means is the Lord, and the destination is also Lord in the form of the holy name. So we are very happy that this event has been organized by ISKCON Chowparty with the leadership of Hiten. He received some 100 calls this morning while I had turned off my phone today. He was busy organizing this one. Here it is. We have all gathered, and I noticed, as I was looking around, most of you are young folks. In 40s and 50s, I mean, just handful, you are all young devotees. Normally, youngsters used to say, oh, when we become old, we'll take to this process. We'll see then. But now, things have changed. The Hare Krishna movement is changing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is changing. Of course, everyone is welcome. And others, I think, youngsters are the first one to come. Older folks should be joining us as we keep going with the chanting. So everyone is welcome, especially the young devotees have come. And not just Swarup Damodar Prabhu's kirtan was dedicated to the living memory, but this whole event has been dedicated to the living memory of all those lovers of the holy name, lovers of the Lord, those who used to make the dresses for the Lord, I was told. They were certainly close and very dear to the Lord, those who were tailors of the Lord, or those who made the clothes for the Lord. So that tragedy took place, and they were taken away from us, from amongst us. So we pray that they continue to serve their lordships wherever Lord brings them, or Lord keeps them engaged in, continues to engage in their services. So we pray.
pray, and our prayers